Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, let's talk about friends. I mean, listen to what James writes in James chapter 2, verse 1. He says, "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, when folks tend toward partiality, sometimes with forethought, but most times with no thought, we give or we withhold based on characteristics of the potential recipient. We can, as a result, find ourselves directing all of our time and attention, kindness and generosity toward only those who live, look, sound, spin, and sin like we do. And that can play out in a lot of different ways in life. And as a result, I'm telling you, it can literally affect and infect our faith in service and giving and worship, and most definitely in our relationships. But James, the brother of Jesus, cautioned us to not do that. He goes on in verse 2 in chapter 2, "For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" Yikes! James throws down the gauntlet and reminds us that we are a people that aren't there to ensure that we make everything work for us, but there to serve. So what could possibly be wrong with partiality? Well, whether you intend to or not, we can harm folks. I've done it and not even known it until later. We can harm them by disregarding them, folks whom God wants us to impact, to serve, to befriend, but we don't quite make our cut. Yikes. God has us here for one another. I mean, he's clear about that in Matthew 22. Partiality means that we can forsake people who need us, and that, my friend, is on sinful, slippery slopes. And often, they're the weightiest of the relationships we have. You know, those we're meant to impact are meant to impact us right back. Oftentimes in America, we think that this is a racial issue, and of course it is, but at the end of the day, this is also about socioeconomics, faith systems, education. It has so many different bearings. I've been in a room where I've totally been blown off, and nothing says to me, I want to be a part of that group because I've been blown off. Let me give you this thought. Do you think it's more important to believe before you belong to something? Or is it easier to believe because you belong to something? I'm of the serious belief that when we allow people to belong and we accept and welcome them, we then have an opportunity and opportunity galore to be able to serve and to be able to care for one another. We have the opportunity to show them what Christ would do, what he would sound like, and how he would respond to them. Show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, today, don't let partiality keep you from being more like Jesus. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for listening to today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.